ating pagbasa ay mula sa Ebanghelyo ni San Mateo, ikalimang kabanata, bersikulo 14-16. Kayo ang ilaw ng sanlibutan. Hindi maikukubli ang isang lungsod na itinayo sa ibabaw ng isang burol. Hindi nagsisindi ng ilawan ang mga tao at ilalagay lamang sa ilalim ng isang takalan. Sa halip, ilalagay ito sa ibabaw ng isang patungan nang gayoy magbigay liwanag ito sa lahat ng nasa bahay. Sa ganyan ding paraan ay paliwanagin ninyo ang inyong ilaw sa harap ng mga tao upang makita nila ang inyong mabubuting gawa at tuwalhatiin ang inyong amang nasa langit.
Ikaw ang kahayag sa kalibutan, ang syudad na gitukod sa bungtod na dili matago. Dili magsuga og lampara ang tawo o ibutang rani sa walay sulod na buka. Inabutang nila kini sa katangkawan ug kini ang maghatag og kahayag sa ilang balay. Sa parehong pamaagi, pasiga ang imong kahayag at ubangan sa uban para makita nila imong maayong binuhatan ug makahatag og himaya sa inyong amahan sa langit.
You are the light of the world. A city built on a hill cannot be hid. People do not light a lamp and put it under the bushel basket. Rather, they put it on the lampstand, and it gives light to all in the house. In the same way, let your light shine before others, so that they may see your good works and give glory to your Father in heaven.
Diwang banal sa ating ngayon ay nangungusap,
mga salita ng paghilom at paghamon atin nawang matanggap.
So welcome, welcome everyone. Finally, welcome to the opening of our Wilshire Chapel.
Wait, ako nagma-mic. At ito na pala. Hello, yan.
So welcome, welcome kay Mother Tasing. Thank you for being here. Kay Pastora Kakay at kay Pastora Luisa, who's also here. And finally, after several years, kasama natin si Stanley. Thank you, Stanley, for being here. We are so happy you're here. So, from time to time, bilang pastor, as I lay my head to sleep, paminsan-minsan lang naman, no? I imagine Open Tables Church facility. Imagine ako niyan pag natutulog ako minsan. No? The main sanctuary building is circular with the altar at the center. Next slide. Papahula ko sana kung ano to eh. Speaker. No? Speaker and ano, music box. Gcash. So the main sanctuary building is circular with the altar at the center. The sanctuary can house 300 individuals. And imagine ko yan minsan paggabi. And another 100 individuals in the balcony area, which is also circular. Ngayon, pag full house siya, na-imagine ko, kasha ang mga 500. Diyan. 500 individuals. It has its own technical booth for lights, audio, and live streaming. O hindi, mega church is ano, 1,000 membership.
Half a mega church.
The outer circle is the receiving area. Yung second na circle is the receiving area or social area. With small side chapels. A chapel for the Holy Spirit where smaller worship services can be done. Especially yung contemporary worship. There's an ecumenical chapel of justice and peace. Then another side chapel of the saints for your more high church-oriented members. Then in one of the major walls of the inner circle, yung receiving area, yung social area, in one of the walls, there is the historical timeline of the LGBTQI plus movement in the Philippines. Kasi doon nagpunta ako ng LA, yung LGBT center nila doon, may meron sa isang social hall doon. Tapos nandun yung historical timeline ng LGBT movement sa LA. Tapos nandun yung, siyempre natuwa ako kasi nandun yung MCC sa historical timeline nila. O siyempre nagtanong ako, wala bang nag-dispute nung history kung nandiyan yung MCC? Diba? Eh sabi naman nila, eh yan yung gusto namin nandiyan na history. So in one of the walls, there's that time historical timeline. Pero meron ding basement. There's a basement. A kind of necropolis sanctuary. It is the chapel for kung saan gagawin yung mga funerals and wakes. No? So merong sanctuary din sa ilalim ng main sanctuary. Where also there are side chapels holding the relics of Mike Mia, Richard Mikli, Pastor Egay, and Choi. It will also be the columbarium of Pastor Kakay. The columbarium of all pastors of Open Table who are in good standing. Take note, in good standing. In one of its walls will be, dun sa basement, no? In one of its walls, there will be what we call the Tree of Life. Similar to the Jewish synagogues, ang mga Jewish synagogues kasi meron silang tinatawag na Tree of Life in one of their walls. Yung Tree of Life, nandun yung names ng mga yumaon nilang members. So there's a Tree of Life there. Outside the sanctuary ito yung parang pink white. Outside the sanctuary is the Mia and Mikli Social Hall that can hold about the same 300 individuals. It is like an events tent na pwedeng open, pwedeng close, no? Na may air conditioning or pwedeng walang air conditioning. Then you have the Choi Admin Building na may 4 floors. First floor are the office of the pastors, the secretariat office, also known as the rectorate, Pride Care's office and storage. Andun din sa ground floor for accessibility. The second floor will be the offices of the treasury and finance, the office of operations and administration. Then yung sa third, then you also have the Institute for Queer Theology Center. Doon din sa second floor. Sa third floor, the different ministry rooms or offices. No? May music room, room for communications and technology, office for advocacy and justice work, office for spiritual care, may office ang mga hermanas. Ay, hindi pala, yung office ng hermanas saka ng mga deacons nandun sa main sanctuary. The fourth floor will be the accommodation rooms for guests, complete with a pantry, dining area, and living area.
Na walang CCTV.
At the back of the sanctuary is the Egay Pastoral House. Just a small two-story house with 2 bedrooms and 1 study room with living area, kitchen, and dining. Siyempre, may security house. Oh, sino susunod matitegi sa kanya yung papangalan yung security house? In front of the main property will be the Philippine flag, the inclusive rainbow flag, and also a white flag symbolizing peace. Wala. More. Hindi ko lang naisama dyan, na-imagine ko din yan. Pag na-imagine ako sa gabi minsan yan, na-imagine ko din, may sariling bell tower. May sariling bell. Hindi naman sobrang taas, basta gusto ko lang may bell tower. Ganyan, nakakasimbahan. Ah, yung drawing. Hindi, ano yun? Triangle yun eh, diba? So parang ganito, next slide. Siyempre, simbahan yun sa ibang lugar, di ba? Sa ibang lugar. Something to that effect. Or something better. Diba? Tapos, next slide. Diba? Daming pera. And then I imagine during Easter and Christmas services and also during Pentecost, kasi Pentecost usually yung pride worship natin, punong-puno ng sangkaaklaan ang simbahang ito. Together with cis-hetero individuals, heterosexual individuals and families, and we finally have queer families and straight families bringing their children to queer church. But, pero, subalit, datapuan. As your pastor, imagine ko yan. Imagine ko yan. Pinapangarap ko yan. But as your pastor, I strongly feel in my heart and in my gut that this may not exactly be what God intends for us to become or to have. Although, God has proven me wrong many times already. So, sino ba naman ako para umayaw at sabihin kay Lord, hindi ko bet yan. Diba? Kung ibibigay naman, bakit hindi? Diba? Pero I don't think so. I don't think so. But kidding aside, I think on this one, medyo accurate ako to feel and think that God does not intend us to become a mega church and to give us a palace like this. Alisin nyo muna yung spiritual MMA, si God magbibigay, etc. Alisin nyo muna yan. Puntahan na lang natin ang realidad. This kind of property today will cost anywhere between 700 to 800 million up to a billion pesos. Kung ngayon yan ah. Kung ngayon. Lupa pa lang sa Metro Manila at 1,000 square meters will already cost you several hundred million. If some rich person will give us a billion pesos for this property, what principles and values of ours do we need to sacrifice? Or if a group of rich Filipino Chinese, kasi no, di ba, nandito na kami, sabi ni Jack, naku, baka may mahabig tayong mga mayayamang Filipino Chinese. Di ba? I take note, Taiwanese daw siya, hindi siya Chinese. Huwag niyo daw iyaano. Oo. Imi-miss race. If a group of rich Filipino-Chinese magtutulong-tulong para ma-raise ang perang iyan for the property like this, how would they influence and affect our commitment to justice and solidarity to the poor and the marginalized? So, both by spiritual discernment and also the reality we have today, I do not think that we are intended for a property such as this. Because the more important thing is the flame of the lamp and not the lamp vessel itself. The flame can come from many different kinds of vessels, not just a pretty lamp or a big lamp. In the Gospel of Matthew, Jesus tells his followers, "You are the light of the world. A lamp is lighted not to be hidden, but to be set on top of a stand so that everybody may see its light." So, examinin natin itong parable na ito. The parable of the lamp. What is, ang nakikita ay yung apoy, yung liwanag. It is the flame that gives light. And the value of any oil lamp is its capacity to effectively produce fire with the oil that is inside. I'm not saying that the lamp is not important. I'm not saying that. It is important because it holds the oil and it facilitates the slow and careful burning of the oil to produce the flame. And we can consider the lamp, as ito, itong sanctuary natin ngayon, is can be, or in a metaphorical way, symbolic, this is a lamp. The Chapel of Open Table MCC. At tayo, we are the oil inside of the lamp. The resources you share and give, the energy, the skills, the patience, the pagod, the attention you spend here is the flame that gives light. The ministry and advocacy we do together by what we burn. The very life you burn in this community. Kasi you burn life in this community. You burn your patience here. Sa mga impatient. You burn your money here. For many of us. Nako, yan pa isa pang magandang sinyalis, di ba? In the entire 17 years history ng Open Table, hindi ko ba't alam bakit ako nagpapatuloy na mag-pledge pa rin tayo month and month. Wala naman nagbibigay before. But for this year, mukhang for the first time in its history, updated. Yeah. Ang monthly pledge. At mukhang makukompleto with 13th month pledge. Diba? Medyo updated. Oo. Eh, dati talaga wala. Diba? Si Pastor lang ang nagpe-pledge and a few. No? So, we burn. And yun naman yung ano eh. I mean, one of the first things we learned in seminary is the burning. Yung sabi, the salt and the light of the world. Paano ka magiging light kung hindi ka susunugin? Gagawin pang gatong. Diba? But for today's context, this is the lamp, a new lamp that was given to us. And we are the oil poured into this lamp. And we are burning our life, our resources, our energy in this community. The very life you burn in this community is the flame that gives light. At yun din naman yung sabi dun sa gospel. The light is synonymous to the good that we do. Ano yung sabi ni Jesus doon? In the same way, let your light shine before others so that they may see your good works and give glory to your Father in heaven. We need a lamp to house us. Yes? Yes? But if we will be more interested with the vessel rather than the oil and its burning, then we have become misguided and distracted. Kapag mas okay, yung attention at energy natin ay mas nakatuon dun sa vessel rather than the quality of oil that's being poured inside. What is the lamp without the oil that burns? It can be pretty in a pretty display on a shelf, but it is useless, dead. And I dare say that it is the flame and its effectivity that will dictate if we need a new and better lamp vessel. Yung apoy ang magdidikta kung kailangan ba natin ng panibagong lalagyan. And not the other way around, na yung lalagyan ang magdidikta ng apoy mo. Gets natin? Yung apoy ang magdidikta ng ano ang maghahawak sa kanya. A church that is doing its mission effectively and as best as they could will naturally be given the proper lamp vessel, the facility that it needs to do greater work and to widen the circle of its community. But of course, hindi rin naman lahat ng malaki at magagandang lampara ay nagbibigay liwanag. Sa sobrang laki ng lampara, dilim anino nito ang winawaksi sa iilan. Think of it. Think of it. Meron bang simbahan na lumaking sobra na hindi naging imperyo? Meron bang isang community na lumaki ng sobra-sobra na hindi naging what it criticized when it was still small? There is nothing in history wala sa kasaysayan na ang isang at pinoproclaim pa nila to, ha, kingdom building, di ba? We need to build the kingdom of God. Di ba? Empire building. Okay? So I really don't think that we are to have the same kind of facility as the one in Ortigas Extension. I don't think so. Although again, hindi ko tatanggihan ito. Ito kasi, this is a regular size parish church. This is a regular, yung diniscribe ko sa inyo, regular parish church yan ng mga Roman Catholic churches or Aglipay churches. Hindi yan bonggang pakinggan. Saka bonggang pakinggan, kasi siyempre mga bakla, pagagandahin yan ng bongga. Diba? But that is not a kind of mega church facility. So, we can have such a big lamp, but haven't we seen that a bigger lamp cast a bigger shadow? And that they prefer to put into the shadow a few of their people. Yes, we can be proud and joyful and celebrate that we now have a better lamp vessel. I would like to believe and interpret that we are doing some good. Hindi naman tayo ang be all and everything, di ba? Hindi naman din tayo good all the time. But we are doing some good, I think. We are doing a little bit of good. We are not and cannot solve all the problems of our queer people or the LGBTQI+ community in the Philippines. And we have some queer siblings who left this church or did not feel that this is the lamp that is for them. And that is okay. Palagi ko naman sinasabi yan. It's okay. God is not only among, is not just here. But I feel and think somehow we are doing a little bit of good with all the kapaguran we are burning and doing together. So I think this good we are doing, we have been gifted with a lamp vessel that can burn our flame better. So ito, hindi ko na ito pinost sa Facebook. Diba meron akong ano eh, diba meron akong itanong mo kay Pastor Seria sa ano? Sa Facebook. May mga nagme-message sa akin randomly eh. So hindi ko na ito pinost sa Facebook. But someone asked me, at ito isang progresibo to ha, isang progresibong kapanalig natin. Ang tanong niya, why do you need such an expensive space? Are you not able to do ministry and advocacy without it? Can you not use the money for helping people better? Wala naman sa magandang kapilya ang gawain ng Panginoon. Amen? Amen? Amen naman. Totoo naman. And then, may pumangalawa pa. So yun, isang nagtanong. Ito naman, ako nag-solicit nung tanong. Ako yung nagtanong. Ano ba ang tingin nyo sa Open Table? Tinanong ko. Ganyan. At itong taong ito, nire-respeto ko to. Mataas ang pagtingin ko sa taong ito. A very wise person. Pangalawang tao to, a very wise, si Mother Tasing, sorry. Hindi. Ano to? So, the second person, ano to, mataas ang pagtingin ko dito. At tinanong kasi, ano ba ang tingin nyo sa Open Table? Di ba nagkaroon tayong workshop about visioning the last time? So, ang chika niya sa akin, and I felt it was a knee-jerk reaction. At ang sagot niya sa akin, the measure of success ng isang church ay wala sa sustainability. Sabi niyan ganun sa akin. Amen? Tama rin naman. Ang measure ng success ng isang simbahan ay wala naman sa kanyang sustainability. And I felt that this was a reaction because post ako ng post ng picture ng simbahan na ito. Diba? Ng kapilyang ito. So these words are coming from people who are tibak, really progressive, kapanalig natin, kaibigan natin. And I know they mean well. But perhaps meron din silang blinders and unrealistic expectations sa open table. After all, no matter how wise they are, and they are wise, no one is perfect and no one speaks perfectly all the time. At the same time, I want to point out that these well-meaning friends of ours are people who never had to think about or struggle with the very basic of things of a community or church. They simply go to their church on a Sunday and everything they need is in their beautiful church facilities. They are so used to the beautiful lamp that they light every single week that when a new lamp like Open Table MCC is introduced, they suddenly, in a reactionary way, question it. So, I was taken aback a little bit. There's a part of me that wants to push back. And yes, I am pushing back to say that our church community has had to endure unimaginable pain and struggles. Hindi lang tayo mukhang kawawa. There was a time, kawawa talaga ang Open Table for a very long time. Nung time na hindi ko naisip. Hindi ko naisip. Well, there were a few moments. No? There was a time like that and I felt that a few times. Yung pakiramdam na awang-awa ka sa sarili mo at sa simbahan mo for not having the resources and the people. At gusto ko sana sabihin dun sa kanila na, ano gusto nyo? I-romanticize natin ang pagiging insecure ng Open Table. I-romanticize natin yung progressive church ay walang permanente at maayos na tahanan, magulo, makalat, walang kaayusan. O yun, yung kwentong yun. O naalala niyo yung kwentong yun? Ito nga sabihin ko eh. A pastor sitting at the gutter one pandemic night feeling so sorry and low about himself and his church thinking, I just can't do this anymore. Ang pamantayan ng success ay yung mabaliw-baliw na ako sa kung paano ba maging maayos ang simbahan na ito. Na ngayon, maayos na! Well, marami pa rin naman naayusin. So, hindi ito ang pamantayan ng success. Isang waste of money ang lahat ng bagay na ito. At ang chapel na ito. Walang saysay na gastos. And this coming from people who do not have to think about nor struggle with the most basic of needs of a community, of a church organization, because they worship in a facility that has everything already in it. Sorry if I wanted just a little bit of dignity. And if we feel, as a historically marginalized group, queer Christian, if we feel and think we also deserve a little bit of dignity, a dignified space we can call our own and we can be proud of. If we think we are worthy of a presentable lamp vessel to contain good olive oil that has been burning good flame for a few years now. Now, dito sa church, dito sa Open Table, we always say and promote here, truths can be plural. Amen? Amen? And truths can be contradictory. Some truths can oppose each other but remain to be both true. There's truth to what they said. Totoo naman. There is truth in what they said. these friends of ours. They are reminders not to become that which we criticize in the first place. It is a good reminder for us not to rest easy simply because, oh, ganda-ganda ng chapel. And to think that the lamp vessel is already the point of the mission we are called to do. That becoming a mega church, a kingdom, is the goal and the end point. We are not called to establish small kingdoms on earth. If you really read, sabi nga si Reeb, di ba ang linya ni Reeb? If you read your Bible every day and pray, if you read your Bible every day and pray, ano yun? Read your Bible and pray every day, you will come to the realization that we are called to dismantle kingdoms and monarchies, including church, through the work of community and diversity. Ang gawa and how it developed for the first 100 years. Walang isang church na nagsasama-sama, 3,000 sila nagsasama-sama sa isang lugar. The original Jesus movement was small communities from different places because they do not subscribe to empire. So, mayroong maliliit. Napag-usapan to nung ano eh, nung visioning workshop. Magiging mega church ba daw tayo? I-mainstream yung pag-ganyan ako. Sabi kong ganun. At nabanggit ko ito maraming beses na in previous preachings. I'm okay to up until about 100-150 members. Just enough. Because when you grow too big, it's not even about anything, no? Ibig sabihin, for example, sina Mikay at Maris. Yung sinasabi ko nun before, di ba? It means people from so far places will goes to you. Eh kung marami naman na sila dun sa lugar nila, maybe we can help them to establish. Ano, saan kayo? Diba? Baka pwede magkaroon na ng MCC sa Cavite. So, mas ganun siya. Hindi siya yung mega church na ang dami-dami natin sa isang lugar. And that the ruling authority is in that center. And that's not just Open Table. That's MCC, the denomination. The denomination, kaya siya congregational, is dapat may mga churches in different places and you are able to be community as yourselves. At meron kayong sariling self-determination.
Noted, Pastor.
Hindi, ano yun? Ano yun? Iglesia? Ano yun? Hindi, simbahang pamayanan, metropolitana, Timog Katagalugan. So, it is a good reminder. Pwede naman yan. Mas ganun yung imagining natin. No? Mas ganun yung imagine it. Open Table is about 100-150 members. Mas realistic yung maybe we purchase a floor of a building. Yung entire floor ng isang building. Mas ganun siya. Mas realistic yun. And then, you have baby churches na sinusuport ng Open Table. That eventually, sana sila maging kasing laki, kasing resource ng Open Table at some point. Mas ganun. I'm not negating or invalidating what they said. Only I know and feel yung reactionary nila kasi nga nakikita nila yung post ako ng post ng chapel, ito yung gastos dito. So, merong reactionary na ano ba yung magkano yung ginastos doon? Etc. Ano yung mga tibak? Diba? So, Hindi. Jesus. Seal of confession. Ayan. Our success as a church is not the lamp vessel, but in the lives we change, in the communities we reach. By what we do every week, every month, and every year. Our success is when we complete that project, the Yayasan Hibos project. Na si Mother ang ano, ang boss namin, ang aming ano, sa kanya kami nagre-report. A mentor. And that's our success, no? The project with Yayasan Hibos and Free to Be Me. Open Table MCC, a flame giving light in the dark, intersecting roads of sexuality and Christianity. We are reminded by our friends, kahit napataas ng konti ang kilay ko. Their reminders are good reminders. There's wisdom in their words. While at the same time, hell yeah, I'll celebrate this. I'll celebrate a better lamp vessel that will allow us to receive new oil, burn better, and give a more cost-efficient light. Rainbow lamp, di ba? Rainbow lamp. You all are the oil added to this lamp vessel, and hopefully in the coming months and years, more oil will be added in our lamp. A lamp vessel, not just the physical chapel, but also as the community. You are the oil that burns, set ablaze by the Spirit of the living God. And I celebrate not only the flame that comes from your burning, but also the gift of a new lamp placed on top of a stand on 16th floor, bringing the light of a few good works that will continue to change lives, one queer child after another. Just a few good works whose light will last after you and I, the old oil, are utterly spent and gone. So Open Table Church, we have been gifted a new lamp vessel. Tayo ay biniyayaan ng bagong lamp vessel. Wilshire ang pangalan. Are you ready to burn? Are you ready to be set ablaze? Ready na ba kayong magliyab? Carry na ba tayong silaban ng Holy Spirit para magliwanag? Spirit activate. And therefore we pray, come Spirit come, let your love blaze in us and through us in the most fabulous and colorful way. Amen?